Everyone loves it when Jesus shows up. His presence makes all the difference in the world. Things happen. Mother-in-laws are healed, the sick are cured, demons are cast out, lives are changed. This is true, not only for the people of Capernaum in Jesus' time, but also for us here and now. He comes to our house as surely as he went to the house of Simon and Andrew. What happens, though, when we awaken to find ourselves in the nighttime of life? You know as well as I that there are times when life is just plain hard. Maybe we don't get our way, or maybe something happened that we never wanted to happen. Faith is difficult, and its results are not always tangible. In those times, it seems as if there is only darkness, and Jesus is nowhere to be seen. Some may despair that Jesus has forsaken them. What do we do when we think Jesus has snuck off and we feel all alone? That's the nighttime question. According to this evening's gospel, that time will come. Jesus will get up in the early morning hours while it's still very dark and go to a deserted place. This is not, however, about Jesus escaping or getting away. It is about prayer, his and ours. This time, it's no longer about what is happening around us or to us, but what is happening within us. But regardless of how dark it may seem, Jesus never leaves us. He may withdraw, but that doesn't mean he is absent. His withdrawing is an invitation for us to move to a new place, to this deserted place. Jesus calls us out of the comfort of the house into the vulnerability of the wilderness. It is a deserted and desolate place, a place where there is only prayer. We all have deserted places in our lives. For some, it may be accepting the limitations that age and disease bring. Others deal with broken relationships, loneliness, and grief. I am sure that each one of us could name our own wilderness and deserts. Most of us don't really like the deserted places. We tend to avoid them. They are empty places that can be scary and dangerous. In desert places, there is nowhere to hide, and we have to face up to who we are and who we are not. We are confronted by things done and left undone. Our sorrows and losses are laid bare in the deserted places. We begin to recognize that our successes, possessions, and accomplishments don't ultimately count for much. In the wilderness, we have to admit we are not in control. Time in the deserted place is a matter of life and death. It is also, however, the place where our deepest healing can happen. The deserted places of our lives are the places of Jesus' prayer. They are the starting point for his message of good news. Good news that comes from the emptiness and desolation. when we experience the nighttime questions of our lives, try going to the deserted places. Places that you think and believe are barren, empty, and desolate. There, you will find Jesus praying. Amen.